and welcome to Like Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Hello, everybody.
Hello. Sorry, you had to wait for me a moment there, Tom, because I was finishing my cereal.
Well, what a lovely start to the day. I never have cereal, actually. I don't know why.
Do you not?
No, it's sort of thing I probably should have, isn't it?
I don't know. I have had Special K this morning.
Do you always have Special K?
No, but I would say it's pretty constant in this house.
Well.
I'm now in porridge season.
Be going into your oats. That's very healthy.
Well,
very
I don't
good
know.
For
it's
you.
Not. It's not because I...
You make it in lard.
I do make it in lard. No, well, I put in loads of raisins, which is fine, obviously.
Mm.
And then I'll tend to put in jam. Sometimes I put in jam and peanut butter, which is really decadent. And sometimes I put in golden syrup.
I don't think that's that bad.
Is it not? You should see the amount of golden syrup I put in. It looks yellow. It makes the whole porridge yellow.
And I think the oats are very good for you.
Yeah. And you know what, Tom? I don't mind telling you this, but I'm often hungry. And they really fill you up until lunch.
That's what they say, isn't it? Yeah. Well, that's like healthy filling up as well, isn't it? It's not like what I would do and just sort of have something like made out of white flour and sugar or something. You know? So, because that, you know, that just doesn't keep you filled up for long at all.
No, but it's delicious.
Still delicious.
What would you have for breakfast then?
Well, it varies actually.
You quite like an egg?
I quite like to scramble an egg if I have time. Failing that... piece of toast.
What would you have on it? Just butter?
I like Marmite. Some
me
people,
too.
Of course, famously don't, but I do like Marmite.
Have you had those Marmite cashews?
No, I haven't actually.
Oh, Tom. Oh, do you know what? Don't start.
Oh, they're one of those addicted.
Because I can't rest until the packet's gone.
Oh, I bet. Oh, they are a lovely thing to do.
Honestly, I had some in the car a little while ago and I was eating them like a gremlin.
Oh,
like
wow.
If anyone had pulled up next to me, I was like...
Oh, my God.
Like you know when a dog finds an open packet of crisps in the park
and
really shoves its snout in?
Oh, yes, I have seen that.
That's what I look like on the M4.
Wow. Gosh, I can't imagine it. Do you think it's an addiction to the saltiness of it or the umami?
I think it's everything. I also love a cashew.
Cashews are lovely, aren't they?
Delish. Anyways, have that as a warning, listeners.
Wow. Okay. Well, I will then in that case.
Yeah. You know, I don't like to get too serious on the podcast, but I think when things are important, we should talk about them. And those Marmite cashews are really addictive.
Well, I'm glad you brought it up. No, it's important to talk. It's really important to talk. I wanted to say, Suze, you did such a wonderful thing yesterday organising that charity comedy night at the Comedy Store.
Oh, thanks, dear. It was very nice, wasn't it? We had a lot of fun.
Well, it's amazing. And you raised £20,000 for the brilliant organisation Spread a Smile.
We did, yeah. Well, it wasn't just me. It was all of us together. We put on a comedy night and it was super fun.
Oh, it was really fun. Really lovely. Lovely people.
Nice vibes backstage.
Very nice vibes. It was nice just to see everyone.
Yeah.
Have a chat. Reece
Shout
James.
Out to Reece James, Harriet Kemsley, and Lamar Germain, who all were on the bill, and Richard Jones, the magician.
Yes.
Who were all on the bill for free on their Monday night. But we did have a nice time hanging out backstage. And I think it's fair to say that we all enjoyed the celebrations that have been put in a bowl for us.
Oh, absolutely. We enjoyed those. We were very, it was just nice to see people. I don't know why I didn't see people that much.
Well, I think it's because we tour. And so we end up doing stuff by ourselves so much.
True.
That's why I'm so looking forward to the Like Minded Friends at Christmas.
Well, what a way to drop it in. But yeah, absolutely. 10 years of us doing this. Of course, I arrived in a slightly bad mood last night, didn't I, Suze?
Oh, yes, let's talk about this.
Well, I think it reveals more about me than anything
else. You'd gone to see a play? No.
We'd gone to see the Alan Bennett film, The Choral.
Sure.
Of course we had. Alfie had booked us tickets. I said it would be really fun to go and see. It was quite sad in a way. It was quite sort of sad.
What's it about?
Well, indeed. It's about a choral society. a choral society being formed in the... Or no, being... continuing in the middle of the First World War.
Okay.
Just on the advent of conscription... coming in for sort of 18-year-olds. And so it's yeah, it's just quite sad, really. Made
well,
me sad.
Yeah, of course.
So,
what were you expecting? A light romp.
I didn't think it was set in the First World War. I thought it might have been set either before or after. Mm. But not, well, it was set when it was set. But of course, very important to hear those stories. But
of course.
But it was mainly sad, in my opinion. Very well acted and everything. Lovely.
Yeah.
Lovely. But we came out a bit sad. And then we went to Pizza Express because that's Alfie's favourite place to go for dinner.
What would you have?
Glad you asked. I was just weighing up whether to tell you or not. I go for a classic base Fiorentina, the egg and olive
one. The egg one, yeah, I think I knew that about you.
I'm one of those.
You want a dippy egg in the middle?
Yeah, basically, yeah. Mm. Lovely people working there.
Sorry, just to check, what does Alfie have?
And Alfie has the thin one. Is that the Romana?
Mm-hmm.
And then he had, I think it was the, was it the American Hot, I think it was, or something?
Right. And do you always go for the same?
I tend to.
Mm.
He varies it. He's got the app though. So.
Oh, it's different, isn't it? It's different for people that have the
it's
app.
It's different.
Different
it's
for
different
him.
For people. Different vibes then. And so he was, we had a lovely time. And then a table came in next to us, a four. And then the person sat sort of diagonally across from me, leant over and said, "Excuse me, are you Tom Allen?" And I said, very flattered, "Yes, I am." And then... and was about to do an "Are you having a nice evening?" sort of chat, at which point she said, "I don't know who Tom Allen is," which I thought was an odd thing to say.
Yeah, that's really odd.
When I relate this to Rhys James, he said maybe she just has a game that she plays going around guessing people's names.
That's true. Maybe that was.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Then yeah. She said, "Oh, my friend here said, oh, that looks a lot like Tom Allen." But I said, "I don't know who he is." And I was like, "Oh." And then I didn't know what to say. So I just went, "Oh."
Yeah.
And then carried on, just ignored the table then. Because I sort of felt a bit hurt, actually. I mean, it's ego bruising, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, it's not that someone hasn't recognised you. It's that she's pointed out that she doesn't know who you are.
Well, which is, you know, of course, completely fine. And probably yes. The listeners are going, "This guy's an arsehole. Why do you expect everybody..."
But Tom, people think that every week anyway. Don't worry.
People do think that.
But I mean, what she should have said was, "Oh, my friend's a big fan." Or, "My friend recognised you."
Yes.
You don't say, "I don't know who you are."
Well, it was kind of like she'd sort of... It was like I'd gone up to her and said, "I hope you're enjoying your pizza. I just want to let you know I'm Tom Allen."
Yeah, or like, "You must be thrilled to be having a pizza near me.
What a thrill. Aren't you lucky?" So I just sort of ignore
which
them.
Which I think they are. Because you're a wonderful dinner companion.
Well, I'm actually, when eating a pizza with an egg on it, it's not a nice sight.
No. I would have put my
you'd have needed
blindfold
to put your fingers on. Yes, like a horse. but yeah, it was an odd moment. Only because it bruised my ego, really. But I just thought it was odd when I don't go up to other people and go, "Are you blah, blah? Are you are you sometimes rude to people in pizza restaurants?" I didn't say that.
Yeah. I can understand why that's... Well, I think what it happened is it suggested that they were going to say something pleasant and then knocked you off kilter.
Well, I suppose that's what it is, yeah.
Like, "Oh, are you Tom Allen?" "Yes, I am Tom Allen." "Oh, I suppose you think you're special. I don't know who you are."
Yeah.
But you asked me.
That was... that's what I felt, really. I know I'm not the most well-known person in the world, but I just thought, what if you're going to start it? Well, thank you for that. Sorry, I interrupted you there. What were you going to say, Sus?
Well, I had a strange thing at one of my tour shows. So where was I? I think I was in Huddersfield.
Hmm.
Yes, I was in Huddersfield.
Halifax?
No, Huddersfield. The Lawrence Battley Theatre. It's really nice.
I don't know it.
Have you not been there? Oh, do you know, it is
such
a lovely theatre.
Oh.
Such a nice theatre. And got that real community hub vibe as well.
Oh, lovely.
Really nice. Mm. Had a drink with the general manager, which I never do afterwards because he was so charming.
Goodness me.
The gen man. The gen man. So it was that night of the torrential rain.
Oh.
So it had been... sort of, it was pretty much sold out.
Mm.
And then, of course, like at the beginning, the people couldn't make it. Sure, these things happen, but they all managed to be in the front two rows.
Oh, no.
And then from back was really full.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
You know, the dress circle and stuff was full. But it was just the front two rows, but they had been sold. They'd been sold for ages. Anyway, so I obviously panicked because in my brain it goes, everyone's going to think you're shit and that's why you can't sell the front row. Which A, hadn't happened, and B, you know, that's, I don't need to be so rude to myself. Anyway, my tour manager, Joe, was like, we can work on this. So he went over the tannoy and was like, you know, sadly, some people are now not being able to make it because of the weather. We would love some people to move forward. Please move forward. Don't worry. Susie doesn't pick on anyone. You know, come forward. And people did. Fabulous. Wonderful. Anyway, there was a lady who kept shouting Susie. And I said to Joe, I wonder who that person is. And Joe said, oh, I think she must be with someone called Susie. And I was like, oh, that's a coincidence. Great. Anyway, then I go out. Really lovely lady in the front. I think she was called Claire. Really chatty, really lovely.
Can I get in?
This woman said Susie to her. And I said, oh, is your name Susie as well? And the woman said, no, I think she thinks I'm you. And I said, what?
It's like a dream.
Yeah. And I said, what? And I said, no, it's me. I'm the person on stage. And I said, you've got no idea what you've come to, have you? And she was like, no. I was like, why are you here? And she was quite drunk. And I think she'd been brought along by a friend. And I have to say, she did seem to be enjoying it.
Well, I'm sure.
She did that thing where she was sort of whooping an idea of something. So I said, you know, I've got a very small political bit where I say, things have become a bit more right wing.
Oh, yes.
And she went, woo! And I was like, so sorry. Are you wooing things being right wing or are you wooing my response to it? And she was like, it's terrible. And I was like, what? Like, it was just really distracting.
Of course.
It was really distracting. I mean, she was having a nice time and wanted to be involved.
She was just
but she was also drunk and wasn't really sure what she was at.
Well, reasoning with a drunk is often the sort of thing one sees bouncers having to do. Isn't it?
Yeah.
No. It is funny, but as you say, like confusing.
Yeah. And just sort of, I'm going to say that she slightly fucked the rhythm.
Well, I can imagine that. I was going to say, because there is a sort of, not even a consensus. I can't put my words together for it, but you do have to engage with the show, don't you? You have to listen and respond.
Well, that, I would say, yeah, it's sort of a call and response stand-up, isn't it?
Yeah, yes. Well, I suppose it's a little bit perhaps a product of sometimes that sort of American style of programme where one might see on the television where every sad story is greeted with a round of applause. Mm. Every even barely positive story is greeted with a round of applause and cheers, you know, if like, and then...
Yeah, I lost 10 pounds.
Oh, yeah, every achievement is within a... So there's not really any space for any like, I'm going to listen to this. Or...
Yeah.
I don't know, but that's probably my old manniness coming out again.
So you think she was American?
I think she maybe had been American and she heard that people were going to England and Ellen DeGeneres and she's gone to, rather than the Cotswolds, she'd gone to Huddersfield.
And why not?
And why not? It's a lovely place.
It is a lovely place.
Yorkshire.
Anyway, so I had a different, similar-ish experience. We didn't really know what to say, but I did not get recognised at my own gig, which was an unusual thing. Sure. Sure.
No. Well, it's, you know, it's lovely to do our jobs, isn't it? But sometimes
isn't
there are
it?
Some eccentric people out there.
Sure. There's no doubt about it.
No question. Well, that's great. And so you've had a busy time on the road, haven't you, Suze?
I have been quite busy. Mm. I have been quite busy. It's fair to say. When you saw me last night, I was slightly frayed at the edges, but I have had a pretty good sleep since then.
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
Mm. And it's just been, look, it's, you know, it's really nice to be on tour, but the juggle of touring and then, you know, the various other things that we all do as in our work. Mm. And then of course, being like a present mum and partner and all those things.
Mm.
I just slightly hit a wall.
You know, I think it's really good to acknowledge it, you know, and it's right. 'Cause you've got some time off now. So.
Yeah. 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 And I'm chilling out. Yeah. At the end of this week. And I tell you what I did. I had 3 on the bounce, long journeys, other work in that week. So it's just been a really hectic week. Then got home at 2 a.m. on Saturday night. So quite late because lots of the roads were closed. And then I was taking my daughter to a birthday party the next day, which also happened to be at the Brighton women's football game. So that was great to go. It was lovely. We had a great time. Then we went to our friend's house for lunch. New friends from school.
Oh, wow.
Really like them. Oh, good people.
Sure.
Good people. And I got overexcited and had too much wine.
I relate. Hard relate.
And he is a wine merchant.
Oh, that guy.
That guy.
I want to meet them.
Oh, you will.
Great.
They're really good vibes and really fun and easy. And so I relaxed too much at their house.
Well, that's fine. I mean, they're not, you've known them for a while, I think.
Yeah, it's fine. I think it's fine. Oh God, I'm not embarrassed by it. It's all good. Yeah. But I got overexcited.
You can never see them
and
again.
But then, of course, we've got to leave Brighton. So we're moving to Mexico.
Yes,
hola! Welcome to like-minded friends. But the reason I'm telling you this is because then what happened, that was in the Sunday afternoon. By Sunday night, I had a little heady. Had a little boozy heady.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? When you just feel a bit sensitive in the temples.
Yes.
And then I think I didn't have a great sleep because of that. My own fault.
No, don't blame
me. But getting overexcited, and then yesterday felt.
I did a bit the same on Sunday. This Sunday,
did you?
I did feel that on Monday. Just not sleeping properly, and I looked at my eyes yesterday, and I thought, oh gosh,
what new ones?
Need to have some sort of facelift. But yes, we do it sometimes, don't we? And that's it's good as well to do sometimes, just to let the steam off.
Yeah, and I did have a really nice time. But I think when you're very tired, you can feel a bit drunk or a bit quicker.
For sure. Yeah, for sure. And sometimes as well, there's overnight roadworks. Oh my goodness. That is like the cruel game. That
honestly, it's so late.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what happened. We got in the car and it said 2.5 hours home. Great. It's 10 o'clock. Then as we were driving, it just all of a sudden went to 2 a.m. And it was because they shut so much of the motorway.
That's an extra hour and a half.
Yeah. So it was a bit...
What does Joe do? Does he stay with you in Brighton then? Or does he go?
No, sometimes he'll stay a bit closer. Sometimes he'll stay at his mum and dad's. Sometimes he'll go back to sort of the outskirts of London. Joe's my tour manager. We love him.
I met him recently. Lovely guy.
Such a great hun. And he's straight and that's fine.
And that's fine. We don't mind
them.
I don't mind them. But it's a lot of driving, isn't it? Yeah.
It's a lot of driving.
What do you do?
We go in a horse and cart.
I was going to say, because you insist on that.
Yeah, it does make it longer.
It will drag that journey out.
Yeah, well, that's what the horse is doing.
Yes, of course. Oh my. Oh, but yeah, that overnight world where you're suddenly on the roads with some overnight truckers. And...
Yeah. What's that life like, do you think, being a trucker?
I often wonder, actually. They obviously like their own company. I get it.
Oh, God, yeah. But also, that's a lot of your own company, isn't it?
I don't think I could do
it.
Sleeping in the cab upstairs.
Yeah.
I'm always quite curious about that upstairs bit, though.
Well, you think you'd like it?
Well, it must be cosy.
I think it is quite cosy because you're sort of sleeping in a drawer.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Like the babies in the British Empire.
Yes, exactly. I love that. And often they have little football flags hanging up or like little tassely bits.
I saw one with curtains the other day.
What, on the front? It's dangerous.
Well, I think they must go all the way around.
Oh.
For when you're going to sleep.
Oh, how nice.
But they were pushed to the sides. And the guy had, what's it called? That you put a curtain in.
Tie back.
Tie back.
It's camp, isn't it?
I thought, honestly, the first thing I thought was, I didn't know that we had gay ones.
Yes. Well, you know they're gay because they've got like a pelmet. Yeah.
And those half, what do you call them?
Swags.
No, the
Roman
cafe,
blind?
Cafe curtains.
I would love to see that. I would love that. Wow, that's... I wonder, there must be a whole community. You'd hope there would be.
Yeah, right? There must be a community.
I seem to remember my brother being obsessed with a film called Smokey and the Bandit as a child, right, which involved...
I know nothing about this. Could you give me the plot line?
As I remember it, it was something about, like, we've got ourselves a convoy was a big line they had, and they were all on their radios. Does it ring a bell?
No, yeah. I just like the idea of having one of those radios.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think they all communicated on those radios, and I think they're just sort of, they're doing some sort of good deed as a team of truckers and other vehicular... other vehicular. I don't know. I just wanted to say the word vehicular.
Yeah, I like that.
And I can't remember the plot of it, but it's a bit like my brother was obsessed with Police Academy.
Loved Police Academy. That guy that could do all the fun voices.
All the fun voices, and all of the characters.
Yeah, really good. It's like, oh my god, what is wrong with my brain this morning?
Naked Gun.
Thank you.
Naked Gun. Yeah.
Naked Gun. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. Still do. Tom, should we have some correspondence?
Well, it's been lovely to get some messages from everybody. Thank you for that,
Hasn't it?
Should we have a quick look in the postbag? I'll have a quick rummage.
Let's have a rummage around.
Okay, what have we got here? Well, Jordan has been in touch.
Oh, hi, Jordan.
Dear Susie and Tom, I've been wanting to write to you for a while, but you know, life. Essentially,
oh,
I just wanted.
It's from Desiree.
Essentially, I just wanted to say thank you to you both. Oh, I've been listening to LMF from the beginning, and I've always found comfort in listening to two friends, brackets now my two friends, chatting their way home from work. Susie, through lockdown, I found out the podcast that you make, and listening to so many other queer people talk about their lives genuinely helped me see mine in a different way, for the better, rather than gay being just something else about me that didn't matter. Being gay was me and made a huge difference to my life. It's shaped and molded my childhood and teenage years, and so obviously has a part to play in who I am today. As a teacher, I now deliver assemblies in my secondary school to talk about why pride and LGBT plus history are so important. I have talked to students about my husband and how we've adopted our son, something I've never have done previously. Wow. I'm also now an education advisor. And as I saw that word coming up, I thought it might be Edwardian advisor. So I'm slightly disappointed.
Which you would have loved. Yes, yeah. Of course.
I'm also now an education advisor to the Proud Trust. Please check them out. Seeing you in Huddersfield tonight was a joy. And I thank you for that. Bracket, sorry for an entire crowd of confusion when we couldn't figure out which of the hundreds of mills you meant.
Oh.
Did you talk about one of the...
No, I was talking about some ghosts and some mills, but I would say that it didn't catch a light in the way that I might have hoped, so I had to reverse enter it and find something new, but it was fine.
Oh, that's nice, though, that you made it relevant to... What were you talking about?
I was trying to talk about a haunted mill.
Haunted mill in Huddersfield.
Yes, but I think there are so many.
Yes, maybe it doesn't...
Get this. The venue that I performed in, the Lawrence Battley Theatre, was once a church.
Wow.
Underneath it was a crypt.
Yeah.
Where there were loads of bodies in the forecourt out the front. Mm-hmm. They had to exhume all the bodies and they had to put them all in glass because they'd have died of smallpox.
Oh my goodness.
And they were worried about an outbreak. What about that?
That is spooky, Suze.
Spooky stuff. Anyway, sorry, back to Jordan.
Also, the word forecourt made me think of like a petrol forecourt for a moment.
Yes, that's what it was. Mm-hmm. We filled up and went on home.
Hang on, I remember a theatre like that.
I think you've been there.
I think I have. Tom, I'm not a big reader. Bracket, sorry, bad gay. But your first book was something I couldn't put down. I've always felt it difficult to describe the shame I feel, but your beautiful words. Now I'm just reading out praise, aren't I?
Yes.
Where were you, Jordan, when I was in Future Express?
Own it, Tom. Own it, Tom.
Well, it really did feel like I was reading a story about me. I've had time off work recently recovering from surgery. Or I've had time off work recovering from surgery recently. Brackets, I donated a kidney to my brother. And then clang, ?
Yes, big clang.
Wow, that's an amazing thing to do.
Yeah, how incredible.
Wow. Oh my goodness. I would be, well, you know, I just think that's such an incredible thing to do. I would be telling everybody if I donated a kidney.
Yeah, we know.
God, Pizza Express would not know what had hit it. And I've loved going back through old episodes from you both. Anyway, I've got an episode of Bluey to watch /cry at with my son, so mustache, all goodbyes from Jordan. What a nice start to the day.
Jordan, I can't begin to tell you how much that means to me. I love it.
Isn't that nice, Suze?
Isn't that lovely? Should we have one more?
Go on, Suze. Go on.
Hello, Susie and Tom. Firstly, no, The subject line of this email isn't me renaming the pair of you. I would never. The email name is pedantic and boring. I'll get to the point quickly, or I run the risk of rambling so much you'd give up on reading. She's an over-explainer.
Mm.
Well, in a recent episode, you spoke of recording your audiobooks and tea that's good for your vocal cords. I'm a singing teacher and I felt compelled to write in about it with my unsolicited input.
Oh, nothing we don't like here.
Oh, listen, I love it. Essentially, nothing that you put in your mouth, oi oi, makes contact with your vocal folds. They sit at the top of your windpipe, whereas food and drink go down the tube. Technical terms. Mm. The only reason liquids would ever touch your folds is if you're choking or drowning. And let's please God, that never happens. PG.
That'd be a bad audiobook, yeah.
That's not to say they're useless. Warm drinks that make you feel nice and cozy and lovely. And they can definitely soothe on the throat. And of course, plenty of fluids keep your body hydrated. Hydrate or dehydrate, as I say to my students. But to directly hydrate your voice, inhaling nice, plain steam is top tier.
Oh, okay.
Basically, eat or drink whatever you want or that you find helps you and makes you feel good, which renders the above fairly pointless. Who's pedantic and boring? It's me.
If this, I like this,
by some miracle is deemed worthy of being read out, please could you shout out my amazing friend, brackets and boss, Sam. She's absolutely amazing and is the one who introduced me to your lovely podcast many, many, many years ago. Mm. Sam, apologies, but I wrote this during work time. I hope you can forgive me. Lastly, I have a list of my favourite drag names that I'll never use.
Oh, thank you for sharing these.
Violet Agra. Vi for short.
Oh, Viagra.
Like Viagra, yep.
Lovely, lovely.
Serotonin.
Lovely, wonderful. Yep.
Superlative.
Superlative.
Superlative, sorry. And Anne Uber. She'll take anyone home. All the love and all the byes. P.S. Susie, is Out coming back at any point? I don't think I've ever listened to anything more sexually affirming. And I've missed it. Do you know what? It is coming back.
Wow. So
it's coming back. We are... Look, here's the truth. I'm finding a way to do it where I can have time and maybe have a producer and maybe have a someone to help me with it. So it's coming back and...
Great.
Keep your ears peeled. Is that a thing?
Yes.
I was going to try and do it before Christmas. And then I thought, why am I trying
to... Don't stress yourself out. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it'll be a nice project for me in the new year before
but how
I
lovely,
get on tour.
Because those episodes, obviously, that you've already done are sitting out there for people to enjoy.
Yes.
And obviously having...
There's 110 episodes, I think.
That's incredible. And I know so much work went into all of them. So it's nice to know that they paid off.
Yes, it really is lovely. Right. Tom, I'm going to go.
Okay. Okay.
I think, well, I mean, only because the podcast is finished.
Yeah.
No, I don't need to. What are you doing today?
I started writing a list of people I haven't emailed back and things that have been playing on my mind. I've written a physical list about digital communications.
Yes.
Because otherwise it gets on top of me and I can't, and all the emails are so kind of jumbled in with, like, you know.
Life.
And with junk email now, like from shops.
Yes, yes. So, you know, I spent about an hour the other day unsubscribing to things.
Oh, yes, that's what you're supposed to do,
honestly,
isn't it?
Honestly, I felt like I could achieve anything.
Mm, I bet you did.
Well, that's very nice.
So I'm going to go and do some responding to correspondence of my own.
Responding correspondent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, then you do that, dear. You'll feel very good after that.
Yes, I can't wait.
And do you know what? It won't take as long as you think.
I know, isn't that the
That's
funny
what
thing?
I always realise about those things.
They just hang there, don't they? They just hang there.
Yes. And then you do it and you go,
oh. Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
For me, I always feel like it's like you have to retrain, like you're moving all the machinery around to kind of focus on like admin things like emails. So it always feels a bit of a task, but I'm going to have some toast.
Yes, very good.
It, and then I'm going to be fine.
You do that, darling. Okay, you well, do that.
Have you got a busy day now?
I've got a few bits on. I've got a nip up to London.
Oh, nipping up to London.
Oh, heard of it?
Yeah.
But you know what I'm really looking forward to? I'm really enjoying the book that I'm reading.
Oh, great.
So I'm quite excited to sit on the train, put in some earplugs and read the book.
Lovely. Just plugs, just no music. Just
No music. I have these little, they're by a company called, I don't get them for free. So I'm not trying to plug a thing.
Are they like noise cancelling sort of?
Yeah.
I think they're good for anxiety, aren't they?
This is the thing.
Because I get very aggravated by lots of noise.
Yeah, this is how I feel too. Flair. I I put in these little earplug things that are from a company called Flare, who are actually a Brighton-based company. And they don't, you don't want to have no sound because then it, if something happened, you know, you need to be able to hear things because you're out in the public world, which is what I call it, the public world, but they deaden all the sound.
Right.
Because, you know, Tom, people do love to listen to videos on their phones and I can't bear it.
Oh, I cannot bear it. And I was talking to a friend of ours the other day and she's saying, well, what has society become? I think it's true. Because what is going on that we're all so inconsiderate?
Yeah, it's horrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
And do you know what? It's not teenagers. Like when it's teenagers, you sort of go,
well, it's teenagers
pushing. You're a bit of an idiot.
Yeah.
And you're trying to like show off in front of your friends and you're just playing some music. What it is often people that just haven't got headphones, that are grown up people in the world that are just flicking on their phone.
I can't bear it. And it does wind me up so much. I think it's not so much the sound. It's just the sense that that person has gone, I don't care about anybody else again.
Yeah. I also just find it distracting. I can't stop listening. So I'll be like, oh, what's that? What's that?
Oh, interesting.
And then I don't take in my book.
Well, I was having a brief phone call with a friend of mine on the train yesterday and Alfie was with me. I think Alfie found it a bit embarrassing that I was having a conversation.
But people
don't care.
But did you not go to the vestibule?
No, I should have gone to the vestibule, but it's a local...
You're part of the problem.
I'm part of the problem, aren't I?
Yeah.
But also it was a suburban train, so there wasn't really a vestibule.
Was it one of those ones that go along the seafront? That isn't actually a train, they're on sort of very small tyres.
No, but I wish it was one of those. I was obsessed with that as a child.
Oh,
in
Tom.
Brighton, yeah.
Let me tell you, next time you come to Brighton, I've got quite the day planned for you.
Oh, I would like that. I wouldn't mind it on a day like today, actually, a bit of a cold day.
Yes, nice. Nice that the sun's shining, isn't it?
Oh, have you got a bit of sunshine there? We've not got it here today.
We've not got it there. We've got a little bit of sunshine.
Oh.
And it's cold but bright.
Oh, we're cold but dull.
Oh.
There you go. That's
I feel a bit more jolly this
morning. That's you and me, isn't it?
Well, I think that's why I feel a bit more jolly this morning, because there was light pouring in as I went downstairs.
Oh, I see. Does make a difference.
You know, things are nice about the seaside.
Maybe I should get one of those lamps. Anyway, we've said
we're going. Or maybe you should move to Brighton next door to me.
I'll get the train right now.
Okay. Right. If I don't see you through the window.
I'll see you through the week, Suze. But have a lovely day. All right.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye